My name is Bailey Bonacci, and this is Daytime Live. This is the story of my life, what happens to me on a daily basis. But this is no ordinary story. This is the story of the day I was given my childhood possession, my stuffed cat. This all started back in 2010 when I was only 5 years old. It was Christmas morning and a very snowy winter day. It was around 8:30, 9 o'clock when the excitement began. I had just gotten up and was ready to race to the Christmas tree. I don't remember much from that day, but I have brought in a very special guest, my mom, Sandy Bonacci, to help explain the magical moment, and who was the one person who captured every moment of that day. I interviewed her to get the inside details. Also, yes, I was very, very nervous to interview my mom in the studio, but I gave it my best shot and took a deep breath. Hello, Mrs. Bonacci. Welcome to Daytime Live. It's lovely to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. I am incredibly grateful to be here.
This was nearly 10 years ago. Can you believe that? But do you remember my initial reaction?
Oh, yes, I do. You were excited, overjoyed, and happy. You raced out into the living room and went straight toward your pile where your stocking was. You leaned down and you saw your black and white striped cat, picked her up, started jumping up and down, and you spinned her around and around.
Really? Wow, that's incredible. It's so strange how much you can forget from when you were a little kid.
Why, yes.
During that moment, I knew I found not only the greatest toy to love and cherish, but something I can consider a friend. Yes, I was young, but I could say that it was fun being a kid. I always asked myself, how can you become so attached to a toy? It was at that moment, just my first reaction and how fast I fell in love with something so small and irreplaceable. Straight away, I found a name, and the name I gave the stuffed cat was Minu. Don't ask me how I came up with that, because I can hardly remember. I do have to give myself credit. The name is very creative.
To this day, she carries that stuffed cat everywhere she goes. It's become such a big part of her. Even during the toughest times, she has that.
Hey.
You know it's true.
My mom was right. I have carried that thing everywhere with me. Yes, that is a proven fact, but there is a reason for that. When I was 6 years old, so a year after I got Minu, I had a seizure and was rushed to the hospital. During that experience, Minu was by my side and never left me. The cat was there from start to finish. The cat became a major part of my life and hospital travels. 3 years later, it happened again. I had another seizure, and to the hospital I went. And who was by my side when that happened? Yes, of course my family, but the same stuffed cat. I had another set of seizures when I was 13. And each time, the cat was always there. Yes, I know this sounds crazy. Why would a stuffed animal have such a massive impact on a human being?
During each hospital visit, she would always take the cat with her, and it became a huge part of her hospital experience. She wouldn't let it go, and she would keep it close to her, and take advantage of the time when she wasn't herself. It would always sit by her bedside, wait for her for when she woke up, and Bailey always knew that that cat would be there for her.
The impact that Minu had on me is very hard to explain, but initially I felt that if I didn't have her by my side, I'd feel scared and lost. Even to this day, when I get a headache or just get scared that I'm going to have a seizure, I don't quickly rush to my parents. I try to stay by myself and just cuddle up to Minu. It's besides the part that she's just a toy. When you repeat a process, in my case with the whole situation going on with my epilepsy, Minu has just become part of the process, the experience. And if she wasn't there, I would feel as if there was a piece of me missing. I know that I'm a little old to still be playing with toys and going on for ages, but the truth is, why not? Why not express my thoughts and my feelings towards a childhood friend, a memory? Do you find it strange and unusual that I still have Minu?
No.
I just find that it's weird that a 15-year-old girl still has toys.
That's not weird. Minu's a part of you. She's been there your whole life. And there's nothing that you can do to change that. You are who you are, and that's all that counts. Just because you still play with toys doesn't necessarily mean that you need to change. I wouldn't love you any less.
When you are young and not spending quality time with your family, you need something to occupy yourself. And because I didn't have my phone back then and wasn't at school or spending time with my friends, I needed something else to bypass time. I grew so fond of Minu, I never really paid attention to the fact that I was so attached to her. I can laugh about it now, but now that I'm thinking about it, everyone is different and has that one special thing that just becomes part of their life. But Minu is different. I feel as if I can be myself around her, that I have someone to talk to when I'm down or lonely. There were times where I would have conversations with that cat and make up a strange, hilarious voice for her too. Hearing the stories of how weird I was makes me laugh and my face turns bright red. Now that I'm older and going to high school, I don't really have time to play with Minu either. Yes, it is sad, but when I can, I still crack in moments with her that I can have a good laugh with. And it still reminds me of how much fun I had with her when I was a little kid. Like my mom said, don't change who you are because you still play with toys or have a child possession that makes you act like a little kid. No one is going to love you any less. There's no need to change who you are because you're perfect either way. Oh,